What's going on, everybody, and welcome to another mini episode of the Jake Talk Sports Podcast. In this episode, we are going to be talking about the Kyler Murray extension. He just got paid. Talk about what this means for the Cardinals and Kyler moving forward. We'll talk about what this means for Lamar moving forward. Is he going to get paid by the Ravens, or will he be somewhere else come a certain point? And finally, we're talking about, was this an overpay or was this a good contract for the Cardinals, which kind of ties into the what this means for the Cardinals and Kyler moving forward. So without further ado, let's get right into it. But before we do get fully into it, be sure to rate us on Spotify, review us on Spotify, do anything you can on whatever platform you're listening to. That would really help us out. It helps us know what you guys like seeing, and let me know if you guys like seeing these quick little mini episodes of the podcast, or if you think I should just throw the topics that I'm talking about on the mini episodes of the podcast into like just regular episodes of the podcast, because also I could do that, but I figure it's easier for us to just talk about them pretty easily, just on a little mini episode here. So let me know if you guys like that or not, and like I said, anything you can do to help grow the podcast, that would be greatly appreciated. Here we go. Let's talk about the full details of the contract first. Cardinals are giving Kyler Murray a 5-year, $230.5 million deal. That could include $160 million guaranteed per source. It gives Murray the second highest paid QB average at $46.1 million per year. Wow. I mean, I will be the first to say that I love, love, love this. I think this is incredibly deserved. Kyler is awesome. Kyler is 24, top 10 quarterback, and you want to talk about overpays, we'll talk about a guy who's definitely being overpaid right now later on. But let's start with Kyler. Let's talk about this extension. What does this mean for the Cardinals? This means that they are all in on Kyler. I mean, there should be no doubt about whether or not Kyler's going to be a Cardinal for the rest of his career, pretty much, because honestly, no one's taking on this deal as a trade. The entire narratives during the offseason were, oh, just you wait. Like, the second anything came out negative about Kyler and the Cardinals' relationship, it was just you wait. He's going to get traded to the Eagles. Traded to the Eagles next offseason. No, 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 no. He is... No, they have made it so that there's no, absolutely no way that he is going to get traded, because no one can take on this contract, or quite frankly, wants to take on this contract. But does that make it an overpay? Absolutely not. Not in my opinion. I don't think this is an overpay at all. That is a general consensus on Twitter and on social media of all kinds, is that this is an overpay for Kyler. Here's the thing. Who else do the Cardinals have to pay? They paid Diop. They're paying Hollywood and Zach Ertz and everybody, whoever they're paying, whatever much they're paying, they're already paying J.J. Watt. There was nobody else that they are looking to re-sign or re-up on their contracts in the near future. James Conner? I wouldn't think so, because they already paid him pretty recently. I think even after the season they paid him. I forget when he got paid, but either way, they're paying him. Okay, the last domino to fall for the Cardinals was Kyler, so anything, as much money as they wanted to allocate, they could, because there was nobody else that's going to be like, hey, he got that amount of money, where's my money? I haven't been paid yet. Because they took care of everybody already. They're taking care of D-Hop, taking care of Hollywood and JJ and Connor. Those are the big pieces. Okay, what does this mean for the Cardinals money-wise? I think they're fine. What does this mean for the Cardinals just being the Cardinals? I haven't done the Cardinals in my record predictions yet. I'm looking at an 8 or 9 win season. They play a really tough schedule. They're in one of the toughest divisions in football, and that defense is awful. Without J.J. Watt, that defense is borderline just horrible. Just, like, I don't understand how this defense was even functional last year, because all they had was basically Chandler Jones. They have some, like, decent pieces in the secondary that, like, aren't elite. I mean, they've had some disappointing linebacker play. No edge rushers now without... I mean, they have no edge rushers without Chandler Jones. They have no defensive linemen without J.J. Watt, who inevitably will get hurt at some point in the season. It's just what happens. Look at the offense. I mean, they don't have D-Hop, so what they have is Hollywood Brown, who's not a wide receiver one. I think he's a starting wide receiver in the NFL. It's not wide receiver one. You have A.J. Green, who's aging. You have Zach Ertz, who's aging. You have Rondale Moore, who's good, but he's a gadget guy. He's not, like, this elite threat, I don't think. If he has a great start to the year without D-Hop there, prove me wrong. But honestly, you know, without D-Hop and without Christian Kirk, I worry about this passing offense a little bit. The only reason I don't worry about this passing offense like tremendously is because of Kyler Murray. James Conner, you got to expect regression out of him. 15 touchdowns last year. He's not going to duplicate that. You don't have back-to-back 15 touchdown seasons. That just doesn't happen. And all those factors, plus you're playing in the NFC West, which it's a weak NFC, but is the most competitive NFC division, except for the Seahawks. I mean, you have the Seahawks in, like, their own tier, the Cardinals in their own tier, then the Rams and the 49ers, I think, are in their own tier, like, together. Again, like, that top tier in the NFC West. It's a tough division. It is a hard division to win. They will not win the division. They will be fighting, clawing their way into a wild card spot if they do end up getting that wild card spot. But Kyler is fantastic. This is a great deal for the Cardinals playing-wise. Like I said, he's only 24. By the time this deal is up, he'll be 29. He's even due for another contract then, probably, if he keeps up this play. And let's talk about the Kyler gets hurt and can't produce in the last few weeks of the year argument, because that is one of the main ones being used in this, in the overpay argument, is the fact that he gets hurt, which he does. And the thing is, first of all, QB wins are not a QB stat. One thing somebody brought up was his record as a starter. Wins are not a QB stat. Okay, because you got to keep that same energy when you realize that Lamar has a winning record in the regular season, but he is 1-3 in the playoffs. Kyler's 0-1. At least Lamar has a playoff win. Yes, yes, whatever. But you have to understand the wins, in my opinion, are not a QB stat for the most part. Definitely not in Kyler's case, because you have to remember who's coaching Kyler Murray, and that is Cliff Kingsbury, who was awful. When you look back at even before he even met Kyler Murray, he has a history of falling apart in the second half of the year. That's what his teams do. This is not so much a Kyler thing as it is a coaching thing. Kyler has to be held accountable for most of it, or at least for some of it, not most of it, some of it, because he's the one on the field, he's the one playing. But if he had better coaching, I guarantee you that this second half of the year drop-off wouldn't happen, or at least wouldn't happen as dramatically as it does. It wouldn't cost them as much as it has in the past. I don't think that Kyler is going to win an MVP next year. I think he will get one. Next year, I don't know. I don't know if he can do it under Cliff Kingsbury or not. I hope he does. Kyler's my favorite quarterback in the league. He's better than Lamar Jackson. Let's talk about Lamar Jackson. That's the last little thing we have to talk about in this episode. Lamar Jackson. Will he get paid by Baltimore, or will he get paid by somebody else? It's my theory that he will get paid by Baltimore. And the reason is, who are they paying in Baltimore? Like, I don't know the salaries of, like, Marlon Humphrey or Marcus Peters or, like, their running backs or whatever, but they cannot be paying that many guys, like, an extenuous amount of money. I don't, like, know how much Justin Tucker's getting paid. I'm sure it's not that much because he's a kicker, but he's the best kicker, but still. Here's the thing. The Ravens aren't paying that many people. I guarantee you the Ravens have the money to pay Lamar what he wants to be paid, and I think they're going to do it. I think negotiations have just been tough because they always are, because the market just keeps getting reset and reset and reset. This is going to put a ripple in Lamar's negotiations. Obviously, this Kyler thing, the Josh Allen thing, did for both Kyler and Lamar, and now this Kyler thing is going to hit Lamar pretty hard, I would say. And so, listen, Lamar's great. I will not tell you 100% that I'm convinced, like, for a certain fact that I'm convinced that he will be a Raven in the near future. But I can tell you that I'm pretty convinced that he's going to get paid by Baltimore. I'm not 100% convinced that he won't be, but I had this nagging feeling in my head that he is going to not be a Raven, which I don't care. I'm not a Ravens fan, but he's fun to watch. I don't care who he plays for, as long as it's not an NFC North team, because I would cry. but like I said, I think the Ravens should pay Lamar and could pay Lamar. I think that Kyler's better than Lamar. I think that Kyler deserves a contract more than Lamar. I was saying it all offseason that Kyler was going to get his contract first, and he did, because he is the better quarterback. They're scared to pay Lamar. Wins are not a QB stat, so when you look at Lamar's record, regular season, can you say, is it all Lamar? I mean, they did win a few games with Tyler Huntley, a quarterback. They were still fighting for a playoff spot, you know, for a while. Like, if they had beat the Steelers in Week 18, I'm pretty sure they would have been in the playoffs. So, just think about that. chew on that a little bit. That is all I got for this episode. Oh, the overpay thing. It's not an overpay for Kyler. Deshaun Watson is getting paid more money, more guaranteed money. He might not even play, and also he's a horrible person. So, yeah, that's all I got for this mini episode of the J-Talk Sports Podcast. Thank you guys so much for listening. If you did enjoy it, like I said, rate us, review us on Spotify, give us some feedback. We would love to hear it. We would love to see it. Thank you guys so much for listening again. We will see you next time.